The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm so excited to get into this first segment, and it is all about something that I am very, very concerned about, especially after seeing my latest documentary, not my latest documentary as if I put it out, but the latest documentary that I viewed is an awesome, awesome view. If you haven't seen it, please download it and do it. It's called Fed Up. I want to welcome back to the show, actually, Doug Inglesby. And Doug Inglesby, listen, this is, I mean, I remember, I want to tell you folks something about this guy, and it's what I see this written, and then I remember his family, him and his father, I believe, and Doug, you're going to come on real soon and tell me if I'm wrong, really had the very first nutritional candy bar out there, Tiger's Milk. Remember that, folks? You remember seeing that? It was like the first one, and boy, that whole market, quote unquote, has exploded since then. But Doug is the founder of All One, manufacturers of the world's first high-potency multivitamin mineral protein powder. Doug, thanks for being here and welcome to the show.
To be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about, I teased a little bit, refined sugars versus high fructose corn syrup. Pretty important topic, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it's probably the most important topic out there when it comes to food and diet. And it's something that's been on the table for years. When I first got in the vitamin business, which is in the early 70s, I worked with Emmanuel Sharaskin, a wonderful researcher. He was adamant about refined sugar and refined carbohydrates. And now they've managed to come up with something that's even worse than refined sugar. And so the battle still carries on.
Yeah, you said a couple things there that I thought were interesting. One being, it's been on the table, which I think you did not even intend that pun, but I thought it was great because you're right, it's been on the table. It's on the table way too much. And then you said that this lovely researcher was adamant about refined carbohydrates, but obviously adamant about the dangers of consuming way too many refined carbohydrates. And as you said, guess what? Now there is something that's even worse. So why do you think that high fructose corn syrup slipped under the radar as a danger to our diets? And it's so prevalent.
Well, I mean, there's a couple things. One, the corn industry is probably the most subsidized industry in the United States. Someone said that if the first primaries were in Vermont, we'd all be eating, you know, maple syrup sugar right now instead, but it's different. It's corn, it's Iowa. And so there's that fact that's going on, that there's a lot of political pull with the corn industry. And it's from corn. People thought, how bad could it be? And it was something that there were a couple Japanese researchers who figured out how to take throwaway grade corn that they wouldn't even feed to animals, and crack it and make this very intensely sweet syrup that has now become to know as high fructose corn syrup, and the food industry loved it. It was cheaper than sugar. It was you could use less of it, and so it became the sweetener of choice. About 15 years ago now, it started getting in, and now it's in full force. But the obesity epidemic in the United States really took off when this particular type of sweetener was the sweetener of choice. So in terms of metabolization, it's actually worse for your body than refined sugar. And it's hard to find something that's worse for your body than refined sugar, and as you know from watching that film.
Right. So Fed Up, that film really highlighted the obesity in our nation. And it was really, really well done. And I think everybody needs to see it because there are some things that you just don't even think about, but we need to think about. Do you think that, for the most part, Fed Up will be embraced by the public or to wake people up? Or do you think that it's going to be dismissed as just, you know, another, as you said, maybe political move in the food industry?
Well, it's a political move against the food industry in a way. I mean, it's a wake-up call. Well, part of the film, they actually show the hearings that they had in Congress. And it was very fascinating to watch the rebuttal by the food industry was very similar to the rebuttal by the tobacco industry back when, you know, they were going after tobacco. But that has changed. It's really actually wonderful to see how quickly the country has moved away from cigarette smoking, and, you know, you don't smoke in planes anymore. I mean, you used to have to find seats that were away from the smoking section. So there was people, once they realize there's a real health risk there, I think that they do make the right choice. So I think it's education is the first thing that has to happen. And if there's any listeners out there that are having a problem with their weight, all they have to do is read their labels, and if they see the word high fructose corn syrup, don't eat that product. And you'll right. find it in a lot of low-fat, fat-free foods.
Right.
And, you know, they take the fat out, then they put this in so it still tastes good.
Right.
But high fructose corn syrup, one of the real downfalls of it, is that unlike sugar, which you can convert to energy and burn off, high fructose corn syrup only converts to storage fat. And that's why people have become so overweight so quickly in the last 10 years.
You know, so we hear high fructose corn syrup, and obviously that's the buzzword. And but, you know, the corn industry, as you said, and I think it's important to understand that we know it's an industry. If it's marketed, it's managed, and it makes a profit. And certainly it's unfortunate that politics and or business money needs to get in the way of our health. I mean, but I've seen it all the time, and you'll see it if you watch that movie Fed Up, because it's true. The lobbyists from the food industry are very, very strong, and they're very, very wealthy, and they get stuff done. And we try to get the word out there and maybe make some motions that we can take some of this stuff or at least label it more clearly. And it gets a little bit of pushback. So that's why Doug and I are here all the time. That's why I'm here. Certainly just information is power when it comes to these things. It's got to be a grassroots movement that every person has to be primarily in charge and for reading those labels and then, you know, sort of rippling them, those choices and that information out to their family. And I think, like I was going to say a long time ago, but I got to tell you, these things are important. The corn industry did a great job of actually rebranding high fructose corn syrup and calling it corn sugar. You know, hey,
they tried.
Yeah,
they actually got busted by the sugar industry.
Great.
They wouldn't let them do it.
I think
we may be bad, but we're not that bad. You can't use our name.
That's
it was a big fight in court, and they actually won.
I think that's amazing because it was for a bit, and then people thought, well, corn's a vegetable. And first of all, corn, folks, not a vegetable, okay? It's a grain. And another good documentary that you might want to view if you have some time is King Corn. And it really is all about the corn industry. So obviously, you know, we've got the holidays coming up and such. We've all heard of the sugar shock, right? The body's reaction to consumption of way too much sugar. And as you said, guess what? Our bodies know exactly what to do with sugar, not advocating refined sugar consumption, especially in overconsumption. But our bodies kind of have a hard time metabolizing this corn syrup. But is there such a thing as corn syrup shock?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, that particular part of the metabolization process, what it does to the vitamin and mineral content in your system is very similar to sugar. Really the only difference, I mean, which in refined sugar, what it does, it, in order to metabolize, in order to try to convert into energy, it needs certain vitamins and minerals. It needs vitamin B complex, vitamin C. It needs, these are the water-soluble vitamins. They're very fragile. You have to replenish them very quickly every day. And it, in order to try to make that conversion, it goes around, and if it doesn't come in with the sugar like it would if it was an apple or a grape or a banana or something like that, there would be vitamins and minerals coming in to help that sugar metabolize. But when it comes in a refined state, what happens is that it just vacuums it up from the cells of the body and drops your nutritional profile down to a point where your immune system becomes compromised.
There you go.
And when that happens, the interesting impulse, which is fascinating, is you get a sweet craving.
Right.
So you eat sugar, it drops your nutritional profile, that creates a sweet craving, which is a natural impulse that the body has to you know, what it's trying to do is say, go get an apple, go get a banana, go get some grapes, go get something that's nutritious.
All right. But here we go. You got to read your labels. This is what Doug says. You have to read your labels. Do not eat the product with high fructose corn syrup. Better yet, don't eat food that have labels. Just eat real food. All right. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back. You can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD.